Welcome. You are listening to Living, Loving and Learning, the blog and podcast on SolomonArrow.com.
The attitude that focuses more on people than on what they can do for us deepens our relationships. The goal of our faith is the deepening of our relationship with the Lord. It is an intimacy with Him that our faith and its exercise becomes a place of rest. Hello there, my name is Solomon Arrow, and I am delighted to have you listening in. Today, I am speaking on the topic, Faith, a Place of Rest, Part 2. In the past, I have seen movies and heard sermons that gave the impression that Abraham was saddened or confused when God commanded him to sacrifice his son Isaac. This notion does not represent the truth as the Bible portrays the character and confidence of Abraham. Abraham was neither in a dilemma nor did he try to negotiate with God for him to rescind or modify his command. Abraham is known as the father of our faith, and there is a reason for that. At the time of this instruction, he had developed a close relationship with God. He may have begun from little faith and understanding of God. Nevertheless, as he grew in his relationship with the Lord and became more intimate with Him, he came to the place where he had better knowledge and understanding of the character and mindset of the person of God. Abraham knew God. When God came to pass judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham took the position of an advocate. He knew God was a just God and that He would apply justice impartially. Abraham stood to plead with God. Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, treating the righteous and the wicked alike. Far be it from you. Will not the judge of all the earth do right? Abraham knew that God was a person who kept his promises because he could fulfill anyone he had made. Therefore, it was not the circumstance or challenges he faced that mattered. Instead, what mattered to him was that what God had promised, he was also able to perform. This was his persuasion. And being not weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Based on this, by the time God asked him to sacrifice Isaac, he went up to the mountains of Moriah with a clear intent to kill the young lad as a sacrifice, and immediately see God raise him from the dead, after which he and his son would return home. This is evident in what he said to his servants earlier. And Abraham said to his young men, "Abide here with the ass, and I and the young lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you." By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promise was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from the dead. When the Lord asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, he knew without the shadow of a doubt that that was the voice of God.
He also knew God had given Isaac as a son of promise. In Isaac shall thy seed be called. Consequently, Abraham went ahead with confidence and peace that when he gave Isaac as a sacrifice to God, God would raise him up from the dead to fulfill his promise of Isaac being the one through whom he will become heir of the world. Abraham did not resign himself to fate. On the contrary, he had great confidence in God, believing and resting upon his promise. He operated from a place of rest. God imputed to Abraham a right standing with him when he believed. Similarly, he credits to us that same right standing with him when we believe in him through Jesus Christ. Now, because we are in a place of right standing with God, we have entered a place of peace and goodwill. We are living in a place of rest. The words, "it was credited to him," were not written for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness, for us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. The place of rest is the place of quietness and confidence. Faith rests in God's word. If you have faith, your heart will not be in turmoil. Neither would you be confused and confounded by anything. Remember, Jesus slept in the boil of the boat when the storm was raging. The storm was raging quite all right, but Jesus was at peace. The Bible says, "He that believes shall not be ashamed or confounded." According to Webster, the word confounded means to be mixed or blended in disorder, perplexed, abashed, dismayed, put to shame and silence, astonished. When a person is confounded, he is unable to think clearly. He is confused and perplexed. However, faith proceeds from clear thinking. The thoughts of the righteous are constantly concentrating and settled upon the word of God and knowledge of him. He will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Therefore, thus says the Lord, "Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious. But for those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone." Do you believe in Jesus? Jesus is precious to those who believe in him. They trust him because they love him, and they love him because he first loved them. Faith that is a place of rest is an offshoot of love. True faith works by love. If you are not walking in love, then you are not walking in true faith. It is the divine standard. Friends, the Lord has not called us to ease, but to faithfulness. When we are in and go through the challenges of life, our concentration should be more on the Lord himself than on the challenges. For thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, "In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength." Quietness and confidence, not resignation, is the attitude of people of true faith. In returning to the Lord, the result is the quietness of heart and soul. We receive strength by resting in him. And it is here that we are saved, helped, delivered, prospered, and healed. We do not focus on giving the Lord time limits. We should not be thinking, "When will this cup pass away from me?" No. We focus on the faithfulness of him who promised. It is then that our focus would be on Him and our relationship with Him, not the gifts that He gives. It is upon this attitude that relationships are deepened. The attitude that focuses more on people than on what they can do for us deepens our relationships. The goal of our faith is the deepening of our relationship with the Lord. It is an intimacy with Him that our faith and its exercise becomes a place of rest. Thank you. Do not forget to keep living, loving, and learning.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Solomon Aro is an author, pastor, teacher, and speaker whose passion it is to help people become what God desires them to be and through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, fulfill His plan and purpose for their lives. You can contact Solomon through his website, www.solomonaro.com.